Who are you going to call on when life gets in the way of all of our plans, hopes and machinations? When we are trepidatious and doubt comes? When dreams and plans and ideas come to nothing? In today's gospel, Thomas, who saw his hopes come to nothing at Calvary, sees the risen Jesus, then trusts, surrenders and believes. I've often wondered, even been jealous of Thomas, who experienced Jesus so amazingly that he could right then and there, albeit after missing Jesus' earliest appearance, but better late than never. In today's gospel, Thomas first expresses incredulous doubt, no holes barred. He bluntly talks about his doubts and the reality that he has missed out on the earlier life-changing encounter with Jesus the week before. Thomas was human and said that he doubted and could not accept what he'd heard the others talk about. Then right there, he meets Jesus, the risen Jesus, in the midst of his reality. Jesus speaks directly to him, invites him to faith, to life. I reckon there's at least three steps and no skipping ahead to the end or taking shortcuts. Thomas's doubt meets Jesus. He then accepts and believes, and meeting Jesus makes all the difference to his life. What is also amazing is that Jesus speaks directly to us then and now, 2 millennia later, and we didn't have Thomas's direct experience of him. Yet we still come each week in, week out, in our doubts and our struggles, in our humanity. So when work plans go awry or are overwhelmed by stuff or setbacks take us into fear and despair, we may forget about Thomas's life-changing encounter with Jesus, or even miss the wonderful psalm today with the eternal promise, "Give thanks to God, for he is good, his love is everlasting." When loss, doubting and struggling, what would you have Jesus say to you today, right where you are? Today, in this Easter season of possibilities beyond reason, Jesus is here, love beyond all telling, listening to us, calling to us in the starkness and fears of life, especially when we are stuck, fearful, or tempted to give in. May the risen Christ meet you right where you are. It will make all the difference.